escuchar pra você fizer lili.
Hey everybody, how are you doing tonight? Welcome to another live Audi Pal show. I got my guest co-host with me, Josh from Flip Spines Funds. How are you, buddy?
Doing good. It was going to be tough for me to do that Gary impression, so it's going to be a little tough. But no, glad to be here, Adam.
Excellent. Thanks for filling in, my friend. And our special guest for the evening is the one and the only Rachel Strickland. How are you, ma'am?
Awesome.
Thanks so much for joining us tonight. You've got a huge crowd that you have on YouTube, and I personally sincerely enjoyed watching your videos over the past, I think, 6 or 7 months is when I first came across your YouTube channel. So you've got some great content. We're going to check it all out tonight and get some updates, talk about your challenge to yourself to buy a new car. We're going to talk about your Disney World trip. We got lots to talk about tonight. And they're already in the chat. We got Inser Picker. Thanks for coming out tonight, my friend. And Philly Flipper. Rachel, the biggest fan. Apparently, he's your biggest fan, Rachel. Excellent. We got the Hoogs. Thanks for coming out tonight, the Hoogs. Thank you, everybody. Nikki Loves Snacks. We do appreciate you so much. So, Rachel, how you doing? Where are you calling in from? Did I hear Missouri in one of your videos?
Yeah. I live in Southeast Missouri. If you look at the map of Missouri, we're in the Boot Hill, which is the part of Missouri that refused to be a part of Arkansas.
It's like, no.
Yeah, that's literally how the state got its shape, is that this one farmer was like, no. And they said they cut out around his field, and that's where we live. So we're pretty far south in Missouri.
I can sort of relate. In Columbus, where I am, we're close to Phenix City, Alabama, and the Eastern Central timeline literally comes down and then goes around Phoenix City and then comes down again. So that's I can kind of relate to you a little bit.
We did an ultra marathon over there, and where we were sleeping and where the race was two different time zones.
Oh, yeah.
I know what you're talking about.
Wow.
Ultra marathon. Girl, I don't even want to know what that involves.
That's my family's hobby. That's what probably my husband would and I pass do for fun. Yeah. I think you could do it. You just have to train.
So how long have you been running marathons? Let's start with that. It's a great segue.
I ran in high school. I ran track, and my freshman year was the track program's first year ever.
Right.
So the first time I ever ran the mile, that set the school record. The first time I ran the 2 mile, that's it, So I got these records. And
awesome.
But after high school, I started running, I guess it's been about 15 years ago, because after my oldest son was born. And I got my husband into running when we started dating. And now, he's had 200 mile attempts. And we've done a 24 hour run where we just run all night, up this mountain as many times as you can. And we're contemplating doing a 100 mile attempt in October. But that's literally what we do for fun.
Well, more power to you. Because if you find that fun, then reselling must be a blast, right?
Yeah.
I run from large animals. That's what I run from.
And I run from Josh. I like to start my interviews off with my new guests with doing somewhat of a lightning round. And the point is to kind of get an idea of how your brain works, and an easy, quick, fast way to see, who you relate to or who in the audience may relate to you, right?
Okay.
So I've set aside a few lightning round questions. There's about 5 or 6 of them here. Some are a little bit longer than just this or that, but let's go with that. Does that sound okay with you?
It sounds like a pageant interview. I'm so ready for this.
Well, I've only been in 2 pageants. So. All right. So first one, dog or cat?
Neither.
Neither. Then what kind of pet do you prefer? No pets.
I don't really like pets so much. Used to be a dog person, but I got attacked by a dog on a run last year, and I'm just terrified.
See?
I want to run. I want to like dogs more now, and I'll get back into it. So eventually I'll be a dog person again.
I bet your kids are just upset to the fact that they can't have any pets.
Yeah, my youngest wants a pet. My oldest couldn't care less, but my baby wants a pet.
you'll get there one day. I'm sure you'll get them a lizard or an iguana, something that stays in a cage, right?
Yeah.
Next question, Facebook or Twitter?
I'm not on either.
Well, I don't like TikTok, so I didn't throw
that
in
there. I'm not on TikTok either.
Okay, good for you. Okay.
Smart. Both answers are smart. That was smart.
There you go. Do you prefer a big party or a small gathering? Like a bunch of strangers just partying it out, or a small, quaint gathering with your friends?
Oh, well, if it's strangers, then probably a quaint gathering with my friends.
Okay. Well, I'm thinking like, you know, when you're in college and you got one of those frat parties where you don't know, but maybe four people that you talked into going with you, right?
I mean, that could be a lot of fun because I definitely get, like, I don't know a whole lot of strangers. When I walk into a room, I get to know people pretty quickly. So I guess that could be a lot of fun.
Good deal. Good deal. All right. If you found a $100 bill on the side of the road, what are you going to buy with it?
$100 on the side of the road. Right now it would have to go towards my car, I guess. I mean, I try to find whose money it was, but I can't lie and say anything other than splurge. A Lincoln.
You found a $100 bill. What are you gonna, where's the first store you're going to go and buy yourself?
I'd probably try to buy some like secondhand Gucci, because that's my brand, but I don't buy a lot of it brand new.
So there you go.
I'd get on eBay and buy some secondhand Gucci.
Good answer. I like that. Last one, tacos or pizza?
Tacos, probably.
Tacos. Josh, what's your favorite, tacos or pizza?
Well, considering I had tacos today, either one's a winner for me, but I'm going to go with tacos just because that was lunch today. So,
yeah. Hey, Carissa, I want to say hello to Chosen Goods Reseller for joining us tonight. We do appreciate you stopping by, my friend. I had Greek food today. I've never had Greek food. Y'all ever experienced Greek food?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Man, I didn't know what to order.
Did you get like some flaming cheese and they brought it to your table and they're like, opa?
No, it was more like one of those truck food things.
Oh, okay.
Things.
Like a falafel or something?
Yeah.
Or?
I got shawarma. Huh. And you know, that's the only thing I recognized on the menu because of Tony Stark in the movie Avengers. Shawarma. Y'all want to try shawarma?
I like how you picked your meal based on a Marvel movie. Like, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, of course.
That's pretty good.
They use parsley a lot in Greek food, right? Like parsley is what, like the one flavor that comes out so much.
And if you go to a restaurant, like if you get anything that comes with like a side salad first, those are usually bigger than most restaurants' meals. Right. Like the Greek salads are just massive. Such good ingredients too, but yeah, you'll fill up on just that alone.
Just the salad alone. Well, Philly Flipper must be biggest fan. He likes tacos too.
I'm vegan, so we don't have a whole lot of pizza because people just can't seem to make it right. They don't deliver it with no cheese. You end up having to call and change it.
Okay. I can understand that. Yeah. I'll be honest with you. I can't imagine a pizza without cheese, so you'll just have to let me try to imagine that later. Nikki says, Rachel makes all this look like a breeze. Aww. She's shown me that I don't know what I'm doing at all.
Yes, you do.
Oh,
we're
great,
all
Nikki.
Figuring it out every day together. You're hilarious. Just so you know.
Mm-hmm.
Hilarious. Well, let me ask you this. I haven't had the chance to sit down and just chit chat with you, like, you know, coffee talk or whatnot. Tell me a little bit about how you got started in reselling, like 2-minute elevator speech. How'd you get started in reselling?
Sure. So by trade, I guess, by education, I'm a realtor. And I don't really do that so much anymore. I don't really do it at all. I have like one or two clients that I'll still, you know, buy and sell things for them. But it was shortly after my youngest son, who's 5 now, was born. And I was in the office one day and one of my coworkers, Sherry, said to me, like, I was telling her how guilty I felt about not being in the office very much. And she said, this is your job. Like, being his mom is your job. It's your most important job right now. Mm-hmm. And it just hit me like a ton of bricks. And I was like, oh my gosh, we're so responsible for this next generation. Like, these babies have to know me. Yeah. And so I guess somewhat out of desperation to find a way to stay home with him. And then also for the love of thrifting.
Yeah.
And I stumbled upon it on YouTube one day on, it's not even a reseller's channel. She just said something about how she was buying stuff to sell it. And I was like, wait, people do that? And there's such a like a cornucopia of goodies in my area and no one resells. So it was just kind of like laid out for me.
Wow.
That's a nice start, considering the fact that you said that no one around you resells. Excellent. Do you think that had you not stayed at home with your son, that you would have gotten into it? You would have stayed in realty?
I've been a realtor for going on 15 years, a little over 14 years.
So you're still doing that too, right? I assume.
Yeah. I mean, like I say, I really only have a handful of clients that I'll list their properties or sell to them. I don't solicit any real estate business. I would much rather flip t-shirts on eBay.
Yeah.
Like the stress level is night and day difference. If you think it's stressful to buy a house, try like buying 100 houses a year, you know, because that's really what you're doing as a realtor. So, I don't know. I would probably have stayed in it because it still afforded me like the freedom in my schedule when my oldest son, who's now 15, was young, you know, to go to all the class parties and coach all the teams and everything.
Mm-hmm. So you recently went to Disney World, right? Was it Disney World? I can't ever remember. Disneyland in Florida and Disney World in California, right?
Opposite.
See, told you never remember. Which one did you go to? The one in Florida, right?
Yeah, Disney World in Florida and Legoland down there.
How was it?
It was awesome. My oldest son had been, I don't know, he's been like 5 or 6 times, but my youngest had never been. And my husband had only ever been to Hollywood Studios and had never been to Magic Kingdom, which like, I'm all about the Disney princesses and like everything that's so magical at Magic Kingdom. Like they pay people to blow bubbles on you. I mean,
yeah.
Never been. I'm such a sucker for that type of magic stuff. So yeah, it was awesome. It was incredible.
That's excellent. Let me take a second and say hello to a few new faces. Ebliss Reseller Solutions. Recently came across them on Instagram and listened to them on Reseller Stories podcast with Daniel. So welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us. And Suze along the way. That's a new face.
Yes, Suze.
Thanks for joining us, Suze. And old buddy Jake is here. How you doing tonight, my friend? So glad you have made it out here. And Angelo, I really do appreciate. And Julian just popped in. Man, I really do appreciate all the supporters and fans who come out here and watch the show when we do it on Wednesdays. I sincerely appreciate it. And if you've got a question for Rachel, please drop it in the chat and I'll make sure that we get to it. Tell me a little bit more about your trip to Disney World when, as far as your sales were concerned. I want to hear about how you planned to keep eBay going while you were at Disney World.
Okay. So anyone that is watching my channel knows I'm kind of in the middle of this challenge to trade my death pile in for a car. I need a new car because the Lincoln started smoking and she just won't quit. So I am not about
going to have to put her down.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't want to have to put it down, but I have to pay cash for a car. So I'm like, well, look at all this stuff that I have bought. It's specially curated already. I know it's all good stuff. I need to bust my butt, quit being lazy, list the stuff and trade it in for a car. Mm-hmm. So I've been listing like 50 items a day. Well, right in the middle of that, I'm going to go on vacation. Wait.
50 items a day?
Yeah.
Talking about knocking it out of the park.
Thanks. Mm-hmm. So it was like 3 weeks of 50 items a day, and then I'm supposed to go on vacation. And I thought, there's no way I am putting a tranquilizer in my eBay sales right now. So I drafted enough items that I could list every day while I was gone. That was one. And I ended listings and, you know, sold similar while I was away. I made offers out the wazoo and I accepted a ton of offers. So I actually, last week was the vacation week and I grossed more or netted more last week than I did the week prior.
While you were on vacation.
While I was on vacation, yeah. And honestly, it seems like I was working a whole lot, but I wasn't, because this wasn't like a screen-free holiday for everyone. We all had that time at the day where like the kids would grab their tablets and my husband would be like checking his stuff. And instead of like getting on the gram, I got on eBay. Right. And, you know, spent that 30 minutes trying to ensure that when I got back, I wasn't going to have to wake up a dead store. And that I mean, that was another $1,000 that I could put towards the car goal, you know?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So 50 items a day. I did see your video where you started that challenge with yourself for 50 items a day to pay cash for a new car. I can't remember. What was your goal again?
Like 15,000 would be great.
Okay. So at 50 items a day, is all of this from your death pile? I've been wanting to ask you, is that how big your death pile is?
Not anymore.
She caught up. She caught up.
Yeah. Right now it's looking so much better. I still have things to list. It's so ridiculous. But I'm telling you, if you have anything of a death pile, because I operate my entire business out of one bedroom, and looking at it, you probably would not have thought that I had quite as many items as I had. So I think like it can get away with from you before you know it. And one box can have 50 items.
Truly believe it. 100%. I mean, honestly, when I was doing clothing, and I did get out of clothing for a lot of that reason, because I had so many items I just hadn't listed. I had a whole a slap closet full of profit that just was just hanging in the closet. So I know exactly where you're coming from. A couple of new names are showing up. If I could say hello to them real quick, we got Bama Picking and Grinning. Remind me of your name, buddy. I just, it's not coming to me right now.
John,
thank you. And Cameron, Gravity Goods, thanks for coming out, my friend. I missed Katie. She's here. Katie Reeves, thanks for showing up. And there was one more. Oh, I can't find it now.
Cameron.
Cameron. No, I said Cameron. It was Brittany. It was your wife. It was Brittany.
Yes,
thanks for coming out, Brittany. I do appreciate everybody. So how close currently are you to your goal?
Okay. So we have a few, like, obviously I had some assets like already in my business account, and I'm totally willing to spend that on it. So it's not going to be everything that was just during this challenge. Mm-hmm. And, I told you that I only sell for like one or two clients. Well, that one client is buying two houses right now. So that's going to be like a couple grand towards it.
That's great.
And then I'm hoping that even though she smokes a little, I'm going to be able to trade that Lincoln in.
Okay.
So
you will.
Like, maybe I'm around 10 grand right now.
Okay. No, that's excellent work, considering you started that right around a month ago, maybe.
Yeah. Cool. Like I say, I mean, I have a few assets coming from other places, but I'm trying not to spend any of it that I don't have to, you know, and then we, of course, plan a Disney vacation in the middle of all that.
There you go. Like,
you guys are having grilled cheeses tonight, so.
You have to. Yeah.
That was already in the books, though. You can't cut out the Disney vacation. I know what it takes to plan a Disney vacation. You didn't just decide to do that all of a sudden.
We decided 3 weeks before we left.
Oh, you did decide. Holy mackerel. Oh, man. Okay, so while are the lines like horrendous right now, or are they?
It wasn't so bad, but my friend had went the week before I did, and there were like mask were just a suggestion. And then when we went last week, every single ride you got on, it was a requirement. So, knowing that it's still a little hot with that, the lines were still a little bit long, but they weren't anything tragic. Like, the longest line was 90 minutes. That is a long time though.
That is a long wait. I do enjoy that place though. It really is a magical place.
Yeah.
There's food everywhere.
Yeah.
Snacks. And if you did you try the Dole Whip ice cream?
I don't know that that's vegan.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot. I sincerely apologize, but you're
that's right.
All right. Man, I'll tell you what, though. You're missing out on that Dole Whip ice cream.
I've heard it's really good.
Excellent, excellent. So let me ask you this, kind of in preparation for the game we're going to do in just a few minutes that I have curated just for you. Do you like to source most in thrift stores, yard sales, Goodwill outlet bins? What's your favorite sourcing area?
I feel like it's almost an unfair question. Like, the closest bins to us is 3 hours away.
Oh,
and I drive there on occasion. I used to, but really since last year, since everything shut down, I haven't driven back up there. It's in St. Louis. And we have some really good thrift stores. I do enjoy that. But I guess yard sales, even though there's not a ton of them always around here, because if you can't tell, I'm kind of talkative. And I get to chit chat with people and you just hear such neat stories. And a lot of times it's like older folks that are having yard sales and they have better stories than I do.
They've lived through a lot more than we have.
Yeah. I enjoy like the fellowship at the same time, and you get the story behind the item. Yeah. And so I guess yard sales.
Yeah.
The prices are usually better too.
Josh, you were shaking your head too. I take it you appreciate the yard sales as well.
Oh, I'm just as guilty as you, Rachel. Like, if I could put that in the description, if I had enough characters to be like, you'll never believe when I found this. This guy fought in the war, and it went, you know, because when you get to those, it's not just an item anymore. It's like, you almost want to hold on to it a little bit. You're like, this has a lot of legacy to it. So I completely agree. So when you do find them, it's hard to get away and get to more of them. So,
well, okay, let me ask you this real quick. Yep. Evan says yard sales for the win. I'm going to kind of catch you off guard. Do you have an item you've picked up that you have? First off, let me ask, have you made it outsourcing at all this week?
Me?
Yeah, you.
You heard about my death pile, right? I went to two stores yesterday and I didn't buy a single thing. I went just to look.
Hey, if you're like me, you may have a death pile, but you still go to the thrift store.
No, I'm not. I'm dead serious.
Wow, that is some major restraint on your part. Congratulations to you.
I'm getting the stuff gone.
Do it. Well, I've been to the thrift store. Josh, let me ask you, what's the best thing you've picked up this week?
Ooh, in an estate sale this weekend, if you consider it, something I went after. He had at a really ridiculous price. I said, I don't want to offend you. I made an offer. He texted me back and accepted my offer on, do you want to know what they are? Because it's pretty legendary, man.
I've
never seen these before, but we've all seen like VHS recorders or video recorders.
Right.
Weird Electronics. This is why I love looking up model numbers. A Sony VO9800. It's a big, weird recorder thing, but look at that.
$700?
Hold on, but look at this one for parts only.
Wow. $600?
He had
what was that $70 one right there in the middle?
That's just the computer chip. That's just the...
okay. Part it out, man.
So he had them for $500 a piece. This guy had two of them. He did a lot of TV production and stuff.
All right. That's so how much did you? What was the bid you put in and you took your offer?
$200 each. I was like $200 each, and I'll pick them up tomorrow morning. So $400 out the door
for if potential. I sell them
just at parts, we got $1,000. So $600 profit. So
all right, dude.
Should that's be
awesome. Got some work to do. I bet you those things are heavy.
They are. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the best thing, and this is the reason for asking, is I wanted to show mine off. The best thing I've found this week is a golf bag. Not just any golf bag, though. An Arnold Palmer collector golf bag. And not just any Arnold Palmer collector golf bag, but one that's new, old stock.
Nice.
And I only paid $8.
Well, nice.
You did good.
$7.99. The comps are all over the place for this thing, man. Not $700 good, Josh, but for $8, I can get up to $130-140 for this golf bag.
That's nice. Real good.
That's at least what I'm going to list it at and see how it does. So that's favorite awesome. Pickup for the week.
I need to learn more about golf stuff.
Oh, it's easy. I always tell people who ask me about golf things, I say there's four brands. There's Callaway, there's Titleist, there's Ping, and there's Mizuno. If you can't remember anything else, just remember those four brands. And if you see them, look at them deep and just like really look them up.
Mm-hmm.
Mizuno, Callaway,
Ping,
and Titleist.
So Nike golf ones aren't really.
You can, yes. No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying you don't see them a whole lot.
Okay.
Yeah.
I saw some at yard sale recently and I was like, I don't know. And I just left them there.
Yeah. Because they got discontinued a few years ago. So if you find like a Nike driver in good shape, like if it's in really good shape, somebody will buy it off of you, but you're not going to find anything new by Nike.
Josh wins the chat on the find. I agree, man. That was when you have to ship that thing though, I'm not going to help you carry it into UPS.
That my problem was like, I have to edit so much of that video because there's probably about like just 30 minutes of me standing in front of it, just staring like, wondering if I offend this guy by going like, I'm not paying that much. I need to make a little bit of money, but yeah.
Agreed. There's lots of other names in there. I mean, lots of other names as far as golf is concerned, but it's easy to remember just a few at a time.
Yeah.
Especially if you don't have any history or knowledge or experience with it. So those are the four I like to share, even though there are lots more. Those are the four I like to share because to me, you'll probably come across some most often. Mizuno is on the rare side of the four, but I come across them more than I
think. Mizuno to me is like running shoes, like the Wave Rider and the Wave Sky, and like but golf too, I guess.
Yeah. So what is your favorite category outside of clothing? What is your favorite category to resell, to pick up and resell? Something that just makes your heart beat when you see it in the store.
Sure. Yeah. Cause I try to actually steer away from clothing unless it's really cool vintage. Okay. So I don't, our purses and shoes are probably considered clothing.
Nah, they're not.
No, you think not? Okay, so yeah, probably purses and shoes, because I really like luxury and vintage items. But I mean, something that would just make my heart pound, obviously, seeing like Gucci or Louis Vuitton or Hermes or something like that, which doesn't happen a ton around here. But even finding like Rothy's antiques, like I found six or seven pair of teaks. I've never even seen a person in my town wearing a pair of teaks. And they're like, in my town, they were $3. Wow. You know, when you find those. So that kind of stuff, I'm like, oh, I could scream out loud right now, but then I'm going to tip them off. They'll know I'm a reseller.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've never seen teaks. In fact, I didn't even know what teaks were until maybe a few months ago when my brother-in-law told me he found a pair, and he lives in the same area. He sources in the same area I'm in. And he said, I found a pair of teaks. I was like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yay. Now, not all teaks and Rothy's are created equal, though. I found a pair of red Rothy's. It was the very first pair I ever found. They were point toe and they had this white stripe across them.
Yeah.
And I ended up auctioning them because they were a retired style. I paid $4 for these Rothy's and they auctioned for $432.
Holy mackerel.
We found the same exact ones. I know what you're talking about. They're like that woven fabric. I think we listed ours. We didn't auction, but $299 out the door in like less than 3 hours.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
Okay, so now you're talking golf clubs to me. To you,
right? Yeah. This is.
I've heard of teak. I've never heard of Rothy's.
I don't think I have a pair sitting around here.
I assume. Are they like ballerina shoes?
Yes. They're like a flat, but they're kind of like a Allbirds type of material because they're washable. That's the big thing about Rothy's is you can take out the soles. There's a lot of counterfeit Rothy's out there though.
Yeah.
So you need to know what to look for. They're never made in the USA. Like that's one of the biggest tip-offs. If you take out the insole and it says made in America or made in USA, they are actually made in China, even though they're expensive.
Yeah.
Some of them can be rare and some of them can sell for $80. But you need to look up which ones they are before you list them.
That's why I got to watch more of your channel because you've got, I've seen you pick up, you said Gucci earlier. I've seen you do accessories and purses and things like that, but I know zero about those. I couldn't identify a real Louis Vuitton from a real Gucci, from a real coach, from anything like that.
I know
there's money in it.
If you need help authenticating it, like DM me a picture over on Instagram. Drew Profit Monster, you know, he posted today over on his Instagram about a coach bag that I had helped him authenticate, and he sold it full price for like $250.
Nice.
And he wasn't sure if it was even real. Like, just send me some pictures. I love that stuff.
Okay, I will. Evan wants to know, do you know the retail prices for those? The ones that were
like $160.
Because they're discontinued. They went for like four times the amount, the original price. Crazy. Absolutely.
Like Lego.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Nikki says, you definitely know the info. Okay. I'll remember that. There is right now, yesterday, there was a something Louis Vuitton in the glass. And I'm like, I don't even know how to determine real from fake. I'm not even going to ask them to see what they're priced at. But.
With Louis Vuitton, one of the biggest things that you can look for is you want the pattern to be centered and not cut off on the sides. But one of the biggest things is just look at where it says Louis Vuitton and the T's almost touch. And they're just straight up and down. And if you just know, if you know nothing else, if you know the fonts, that was literally while we were at Disney World, my guys were getting a kick out of just elbowing me and pointing at someone's Gucci or Louis Vuitton or something.
Oh, yeah.
It was real. And I'd be like...
I will take you up on that. I will go visit that store and you'll be getting some pictures from me tomorrow.
Absolutely. Send them to me. I'll tell you if it's real. But when we were getting on the last ride, it was Mickey and Minnie's Wild Roller Coaster thing. There was a lady with a real Chanel boy flap bag and her husband had on real Gucci sneakers. I was like, who carries that bag to Disney World? That's like a $7,000 bag.
Wow. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
I'm just saying, Rachel, that's a good video idea. You should just like strap on a GoPro and just people watch and be like, real, fake. Real.
I fake. Honestly real, thought about fake. It, but I was like, I would feel rude since it was attached to people.
Oh, you get whatever video editing app you use, just blur their faces out.
Yeah.
Nobody put a smiley face on the real ones and a frowny face on the fake ones.
Yeah,
I'd watch that. I'd be like, totally look how that, good man. Her info is, guys.
Like when people have like the Times New Roman C on a Gucci item, I'm just like, oh, so bad.
I love hearing you talk about it too, because it's like a pet peeve to you. And
oh, yeah,
that's awesome.
It may be, actually. I always say I don't have a pet peeve, but you may have stumbled upon one.
I keep that in mind, Rachel. Sometimes it's tricky to know if certain shoes or purses are authentic. Always. Mm-hmm. I will be honest with you and say it was easy for me to pick out a fake Louis Vuitton. And Gary and I, my buddy Gary, who we used to thrift together before the whole pandemic thing, there was Filipino money inside the purse. And we just kind of felt like that was kind of a dead giveaway, that it was not real. So maybe it was, maybe it wasn't. I don't know. It didn't seem real.
Could have been
some
really rich Filipino lady.
Right.
I mean, it could have been, but I don't know. Well, hey, let's play a game. Are you ready for a game?
I think so.
Okay, here we go. House music. All right. So,
I love that outfit that you gave me.
This game is called Battle of the Bins. Okay. Battle of the Bins. Basically, the thought process is here that you two are in the Goodwill outlet bins together, and you come across the similar items. And one at a time, though, you're going to get to choose which you grabbed first. And then the other one you didn't grab goes to the other person. And we're going to go back and forth, you first, then Josh, then Josh, then you, that type of thing.
Okay.
And it's not a value. I mean, that will determine who gets the point, the highest value of that particular round. But it's the number of points that determines the winner, okay? But to see who actually gets to go first, and I hope this works, let me share my screen real quick. All right, I'm going to move myself down here, put Rachel up there.
You're so tech-savvy.
I love tech, man. I love tech. All right, so I have to see who gets to go first. There is going to be a word written on the next slide. The word is a color. And it's written in a font of a different color. Okay. So the first person to shout out the color of the font, not the word, gets to go first.
Okay.
Do you understand?
Uh-huh.
Okay. You ready? Here we go.
Green.
Rachel got it first.
All right.
I thought that would be better than just flipping a coin. Anyway.
My pulse is up. I just want you to know it's 70 right now.
All right. So here's the way the game's going to work. First slide. Rachel, you get to go first. You get to choose in the Goodwill bins which one of these two items you grab first, and Josh gets the other one. Lululemon.
My eyes are so bad.
Well, I'll read it out to you a little bit. Lululemon cropped leggings, yoga pants, black, or Lululemon men's chino shorts.
Okay, 5 resellers said not to pick up the cropped Lululemon, so I'm going to take the shorts.
Okay, Rachel, you pick the shorts, which means that Josh, you get the pants. So, your name went behind the shorts accidentally. So we're going to unveil yours first. Rachel, your pants are a value of $29.99, okay?
Okay.
Josh, yours are $21.51.
I knew it.
Rachel gets the point first on this one.
I'm dedicating it to Camilla and Kang. That it's their tip.
Good job on that. So, Rachel, 1 point. All right. The next slide, Josh, you get to choose first. Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Sony PlayStation 1 console only tested and works, or Nintendo Wii console only tested and works? Which one do you pick first?
Going with the Wii.
Going with the Wii. All right. So that means that Josh, I'm just doing
the
name.
I would have taken the PlayStation, so I like it.
Okay. So Josh, you picked the Wii, so we'll see if you get the point. Your value is $39.77, and Rachel, your value is $25. So Josh, that's a point for you.
There we go.
Good job.
Those Wii's are moving. I'm telling you. I got four of them right now.
I truly would have thought, Rachel, that that PlayStation would have had vintage value, but I guess
it doesn't. I sold one, but it wasn't console only, but I sold one recently, so I thought it was better than that.
All right. On the next one, we got some tactical pants, two different brands, two different looks. Rachel, you get to choose first. Black Hawk cargo tactical pants or Under Armour cargo tactical pants?
I'm going to go with Black Hawk.
All right.
I would have picked that one too. All right.
Let's go the other way, and we're going to see what the Under Armour is. $27.99 for Under Armour.
Better than I thought.
And Rachel, $31.99 for the Black Hawk. Well, so far so good. Choosing first gives you the lead on this.
We know what we're doing, Josh.
You do. Y'all are picking the best one so far each time. All right. Josh, you get to choose first on the next slide, okay?
Okay.
You've got Converse Chuck Taylor All-Stars Silver Glitter or Saucony Jazz Low Sneakers. It's kind of a tough one.
Let's go with the Jazz Lows. This is a tough one.
That's what I would do too.
Josh, you picked the Jazz Lows.
I saw a pair of those Converse in gold yesterday, though, so let me know if I should go back.
Okay. Well, let's choose yours first, Rachel. The Converse All-Star Silver Glitters.
I'm going to say 27.
$32.
Okay.
Ooh, that's kind of high.
39. Let's go 39.
All right. For the Sauconys, $39.74. Look at that. Y'all are really good at the Goodwill bins grabbing snatched.
It's so like far, we do this every day.
It's like you do it every day.
It's like
day.
It's our full-time job, Adam. Jeez.
All right. So the battle is neck and neck. Oh, man. There's one more slide. I just don't know.
Oh, I see what it is, too. Okay.
I just don't know if I should let Rachel choose first or somehow y'all flip a coin to see who goes first again.
Ladies first, and I think this is up her alley.
All right, so Rachel, a vintage Looney Tunes single stitch t-shirt versus a vintage Wile E. Coyote tie-dye t-shirt.
I'd love to see the back of that tie-dye one to know if it's like all the way around.
Remember, it's in you're the battle of the bins. It's just grab. Which one did you grab first?
I guess Wile E. Coyote. I really like the single stitch, but that like sublimation, is that what you call it? Like how it's an all over print is really, I think it's going to help sell that one better.
Okay. Rachel, you got the tie-dye Wile E. Coyote, which leaves Josh with the Looney Tunes single stitch.
I'm torn.
So since this is neck and neck, I'm going to show Josh's first, Rachel, just to keep you on the edge of your seat, okay?
I'm on the edge of my seat.
All right, so this one goes for $89.99.
No.
It's like the Price is Right.
And this tie-dyed one goes for
$130.
Oh, no. It's something 99. Oh, there's another $9 in the front.
It came from Walmart. It's $9.99.
$39.99. Wow. Man alive. All right, Josh. You took it with that one, and you had no say-so in it. You can thank Rachel.
That was a tough one. No, because
that's a tough one.
Rachel, I agree. Like, you got to think the way the clothes bins are.
Which one would you have picked?
Tie-dye sleeve sticking out. I grabbed that. You just do.
I set y'all up. I'll be honest with you. I thought the exact same thing. Tie-dyed sleeve catches your eye. You want to snatch for it. So, do y'all watch Survivor? You ever watch the TV show Survivor?
Mm-mm. No.
Whenever it comes down to the final three and the person who wins immunity that night is the only one who gets the vote. And ultimately, he's voting for the person who goes to the final two challenge with him. And it almost never fails that person chooses the person who beats them in the end. So I'm just saying, it's kind of what that reminded me of, Rachel. It was all the way down to the very end, neck and neck.
That was good.
You chose for Josh. to have the winning one.
I gave him the crown.
How was that? Did y'all enjoy that game? I hope you did.
That was good.
Excellent. I'm so glad that you enjoyed it.
I'm right there with you.
You have the best games. I don't know how you come up with so many ideas.
I just like to come up with things that, you know, feel like, to be honest with you, I like making the intros for you guys. Do y'all want to see that again? I love. Let's finish the game off with that.
House music.
And that was the battle.
That was the tank top I was wearing when I took that photo, Adam. So thank you.
I would wear that outfit.
See?
So were y'all a little bit nervous when I texted y'all earlier today and asked you for that picture?
My son just looked at me like I was odd. He was in there on Discord, like playing some game with his friends. And I was like, will you come take a picture of me looking like I'm squaring up for a boxing match? He was like, yeah, I will.
No, Adam, the weirder part was we were working on our thumbnail for our show. And I'd already posed for boxing pictures. That's the weirder part is that you texted me asking for them and I already had them on my phone. See?
That is strange. See? You were thinking ahead and you didn't know it. So a lot of people would have chosen that Wile E. Coyote shirt. So I think that threw a lot of people for a loop.
You had to wonder if it was like homemade tie-dye or if it was like some super cool hot vintage, but sometimes
hey, I would have worn either one of them. I bet you the tie-dye would have gotten my eye too in the store. That Looney Tunes one. Not me, man. I would have left it. If I could have only choose, is what I'm saying. If I could have only choose one, right? It would have stayed behind. Do y'all have a favorite Looney Tunes character? I'm just off the top of my head wondering. Mine's Marvin the Martian.
That's exactly what I was about to say. I always liked Marvin the Martian. I don't know. I liked aliens when I was a kid.
Josh, how about you? You got one?
Mine has come to me now that I've been going back after all the Space Jam stuff. It's Taz, man. Taz was marketed big in the 90s. I can find like any sports memorabilia with Taz on it. And
yeah,
the fact that I see him everywhere I thrift and even like Taz plush. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's got to be Taz now.
I have a Marvin the Martian mug now, but I used to have a Taz coffee mug some time ago. Back when I didn't even drink coffee. I just like Taz. I like Marvin the Martian, Rachel.
Lego has right now, and they have the CMF, like the minifigures, and all the Looney Tunes characters. So I'm trying to collect
them. So what's your what's up with Legos? You said Legoland was the reason why y'all went to Disney World. What's it with you and Legos?
I'm like such a Lego geek. I love Lego. Like I have right now. No, I put a together set last night. So I have three sets that I haven't put together right now. Like for my husband got me like Lego roses. He bought me this $300 Lego treehouse for Christmas one year. Like those are the presents that I want is like a Lego set.
Really?
When I was a kid, maybe I didn't have a whole lot of Lego. And now I love Lego sets so much. And my son wants to be a Lego engineer, my oldest. So like our whole family just loves everything Lego. I have my own collection that the kids can't play with.
Have you done the old stepped on a Lego and on your barefoot and screamed your head off because it hurts so bad?
No, we don't leave our Legos in the floor.
Sorry.
Adam, she says, I have Legos that my kids can't even play with. Like, she's serious. Yeah.
No, I'm very serious.
These are mine.
You remind me right now of Will Ferrell in the Lego movie is the guy who super glued everything together.
But see, we don't craggle anything. Like, my husband craggled a little guy, and he's not, out of everyone in the house, he's the least Lego fan. But even the little one is super into it.
That's awesome. Hey, Ken, how are you tonight, my friend? Appreciate you stopping by. Oh, there's a new face. I got to say hello to Lisa K100. Thanks so much for stopping by. She is a Taz fan too, Josh.
I'm telling you.
Excellent. Okay, I'll remind everybody once again, if you have a question in the just drop it in the chat if you got a question for Rachel. Josh, I want to pass it to you real quick if you could. I know you've got to get ready for your show that starts at 9, but you've got something new going on tonight. Tell us a little bit about it.
So, yeah, thanks, Adam. We did this a while back. We had a lot of fun with it. We love highlighting on our channel other great YouTube reseller content creators. We love it. and by high demand and a lot of like DMs on Instagram was, when are you going to do the reseller bracket challenge again?
Mm-hmm.
And myself and my wife, Mrs. Flips, will be kind of going over the new outline for the next part-time versus full-time YouTube reseller bracket challenge. Okay, last time this happened, there was like terrible words thrown. People tried to send me money to pick winners. It was just, no, it wasn't crazy. That bad. But
we I was will, buying it.
Over the next couple of weeks, we like to highlight the YouTube content. You know, we like to highlight the stuff you're finding. A, mm-hmm. it's great for information, but it also gives great exposure to a lot of the great YouTube creators. So we're going to be kicking that off tonight, right after your show, Adam, over on our channel, Flips Finds Fun. So,
excellent. If you've got a link to that handy, if you would, drop it in the chat, because I will make sure. I know, like I said, I know you've got to run and get ready for that. But at 9, when I end the show, I will definitely push the crowd your way. So drop that link in the chat. I'll pin it to the top so that we can get them there, okay?
Yeah. And like I said, everybody, the way it's going to be different and why it is vital for you to tune in, we want you all suggesting your favorite so we can pick our top 8 part-time YouTubers and full-time YouTubers. So it is very guest interactive. So we want all the suggestions, all the votes will also come from all of our viewers as well. So
excellent. Excellent. All right, buddy. Are you heading out right now then?
Yeah. And I'll just say, Rachel, it's been so cool getting to know you. Like, I've been checking out your channel, Instagram, you're killing it. You know, as a former pastor myself, you know, just keep rocking it. Yeet, pray, love. So, so hey, just keep crushing it. You're doing a great job, and you will get that car. My last question, Adam, and I'll let you run off of this one. What's the next goal after the car? Because, like, you're going to have the car in 30 days. So, what is that next goal?
I don't really know. We need to remodel another bathroom. We don't spend a ton of money at my house, so probably just shoving it into savings.
There you go.
That sounds so boring. You guys make me sound really boring.
Bathroom remodel. That's the next goal.
Okay, we'll go with that.
Bathroom remodel. That's a good goal.
That is an excellent goal.
That really is.
Yep.
Hey, yeah, thanks, Adam. I got to jump over and get started over there, but see y'all soon. It was such a pleasure meeting you, Rachel. We appreciate it.
You too, Josh.
Thanks, Josh.
Hey, have thanks, a good one, buddy.
All right, Rachel. So let's continue on. We got a couple of new faces in the crowd. Drew Strickland.
That's my husband.
I was about to say, now last name kind of rings a bell here. Thanks for stopping by, buddy. I appreciate you so much. We got Gino Fine stopping by. Thank you. And Lewis from Cali Reseller Lewis is here. Thanks so much, everybody. I do appreciate it. And again, if you got a question for Rachel, drop it in the chat. We'll make sure to get to it before we head out. So I personally recently went through a bathroom remodel, and it's just as much as your car is going to be. I'll tell you that right now. Oh, my God.
We have a bit set aside for that already, but and that's kind of why I didn't want – I don't want to use that money on a car. And
right.
So to buy a car right now and empty our savings, I'm like, well, there goes our bathroom and there goes our new deck and, you know, these other things. And just having to have a savings account because we're both self-employed.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, no, there's no way. I have to just trade in all this crap that I've spent the past few years buying and just trade it in, you know, get a car.
To completely relate with you in the respect of the fact that I'm doing this part-time, correct me if I'm wrong, but do you consider yourself part-time or full-time?
Part-time, no, I'm right? up until 2 a.m. some nights. I am full-time.
You're full-time. Okay. So I'll consider myself part-time, but using it for projects or goals is the purpose for me, right? You're talking about a car. You got a goal in mind. You have a timeline. You have a goal, a dollar amount, things like that. And that's motivation, in my opinion. That is what helps you actually go through the listing. Like you're saying, your death pile. You get that motivation because you see that goal. And I would recommend anybody out there who, even if you resell full-time, come up with that goal. If nothing more, just motivation. I think sometimes, just as a human, we need more motivation than just a paycheck, right? Yeah. So that would be kind of like my words of wisdom that I would want to dispose upon you this evening. Make goals, be motivated by those goals so that you don't just get caught up in the ho-hum runaround of a daily routine.
And write them down, like hang it up somewhere. That's what I do even with like recently trying to get to 3,000 subs over on YouTube. Like I write that stuff down and I make little boxes. And every time, for instance, on the way to 3,000, every 5 subscribers, I'd mark it off. And it's right there where the whole family could see it. And when my son saw me circle like 3,000, he's like, "Mommy, are you done with it?" And, you know, like just being able to see that every day and know that you're working towards that. So I'm going to make a new refrigerator magnet here and it's going to be up to 15,000. And then I'll see every day. Like that visual stuff helps so much.
That's great. And congratulations on your 3,000.
Thank you.
You did the video, if I'm not mistaken, about your giveaway, right?
Yeah, I did it today. Actually, I did the giveaway.
I will definitely check that out. I just hadn't had the opportunity to
look at it yet. You might have won. You haven't seen if you won.
No, I'm going to go check it out. I promise you that because I want to know if I won or not. Well, Rachel, I really, truly appreciate you hanging out with us tonight. I've had an awesome time chit-chatting with you about everything Rachel Strickland, your YouTube channel, your Disney trip, your goals, your car, your smoking Lincoln, everything. is there anything you would like to share with the crowd as a, you know, anything, you know, that you're working on to get them motivated? Anything whatsoever you want to leave with the crowd before we head out tonight?
Sure. Yeah. You know, I get so excited when I see people's messages about like, you've inspired me to do this or you've inspired me to do that. And so to inspire anyone to do anything, I'm just going to say that whether it be your reselling, your YouTube, like Instagram, whatever it is that you're after in life, don't rob the world of who you are. Like be you. You know what I mean? Like even on this show, Adam, there's no other Adam. There's no one else that puts together games like this for their, their guests. There's no other Baldy Pal show. Your channel's successful because of who you are. And like, whatever it is that you guys are going after, God's already put in you exactly what you need to succeed. Just like let that out. Don't stifle it. The world needs who you are. And in reselling, that is true too. There's something you're passionate about that it's just going to pop out at the stores to you. If it feels like a struggle, maybe you're working at it the wrong way and trying to be like someone else. Like you have everything you need to succeed already, and surround yourself with good, positive people. And I know everyone can reach whatever goals they write down and put on the refrigerator.
Hear, hear. That's beautifully spoken words. Thanks so much for bringing that out tonight, Rachel. I wanted to tell everybody who's here tonight, thanks for joining us. There's one more person I've never seen before, Terry Collins. Thanks for hanging out with us tonight, Terry. If you have not by chance already subbed to Rachel or Josh, both of their links are in the description below. Please, I would love it if you would go check out their channels and subscribe to their content as well. They're also on Instagram. You'll be able to find them there as well. Josh is Flips Finds Fun and Rachel Strickland is Rachel Strickland. Thanks so much, everybody, for hanging out with us tonight. Truly hope y'all had a good evening. Y'all stay safe out there and have fun picking. Good night.
Thank you, guys. God bless.